we're just feeling so blessed. We're doing what we love, and we want everyone here to do what you love. Don't do out of obligation. You know, if you aren't doing what you love, sometimes it might be hard, but you can still love it. But if you feel like you're doing it out of obligation or duty, it's not for you. God did put a verse on me this week as we watched a sermon. It was from Luke, maybe. But it's all about if you're tired and weary, right, put your burden on him. But at the end, he says, Jesus said, I won't put anything ill-fitting or heavy on you. So we have to remember that. He knows what we're fitted for. He created us, and he's only going to put on us what we're suited for. So, I'm going back to my first little word about rest. You know, we'll do everything out of rest because he promises to carry us, and he wants to do his work through us. So I'm not going to take too long. It's a crowded morning with a lot to do, but I felt to share this message on hearing God. And I know John talked a lot about hearing God last week. We all prayed and asked God to open our ears. We want to hear him more. But, you know, Joe, would you mind putting up Psalm 46 through 10, a very familiar passage for everyone? And as I said, I'm not going to talk very long, but I felt like, even though John had already shared on this and the week got busy, I was feeling a little busy, but I sat down to make out my notes in the morning and peace came, just peace. So I knew I should share this. But this is Psalm 46 through 10. And I might just look at mine, but in the NIV. And this is prophetic about Jesus, as a lot of you know, but it is now for us because we have been filled with the Spirit of Jesus. So this is for us. God gave me this a long time ago, and I just want to read this. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, here I am, I have come, it is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God, your law is within my heart. I proclaim your saving acts in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, Lord, as you know. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly. So you know how in the Old Testament, servants who could have been set free but wanted to keep serving their master in the household willingly, the master would take them to the doorpost and he would pierce their ears. How many of you have ever heard that? Probably a lot of people. Yeah. So the servant was saying, I want to serve you willingly for the rest of my life. And so that's our response. And so those verses mean a lot to me. And I want to share just quickly, I'm not going to share the whole thing, but I had to have left ear surgery because when I was born, my Eustachian tube didn't work well on this ear. And so the pressure would keep sucking in. And, you know, when I was young, the doctor didn't really know what was going on. So over the years, apparently, it caused like a growth or a tumor, but it could be dangerous because it's pretty close to your brain, right? So anyway, I'm not going to go into all that as far as how God led us through seeing doctors. Then I had surgery. But when I came out of surgery, the doctor told me, he said, well, now you hear like a bird, because he had to remove one of the bones. You know, you have three little bones in your ear. He had to remove one, and birds only have two. So he said, now you hear like a bird. So I thought, okay. Well, later on, We were in the Enosburg Church during worship, and I'm just singing, worshiping away, you know, in the presence of God, and I just had the sense that a dove landed on my shoulder, and the Holy Spirit was just saying, that, you know, that's him speaking into our ear. He wants to speak to all of us, his spirit, right, relating to our spirit, and it's that gentle, quiet voice. And it's just that confidence. He just wants to whisper in our ear. If we'll just pay attention to him, right? Just listen. He promises that. Because our spirits are made new, and God talks spirit to spirit. So that was encouraging. And then only lately, I think Pastor Rick was talking about how Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father. So here's the Father. Here's Jesus, and God showed me, where am I? I'm in Jesus, right? And so when the Father speaks, Jesus goes, right, in his left ear. And so it's just such a picture of where we sit, right, at the right hand of the Father, and the Father is always talking, and we can hear him. So as I sit in him, pay attention to him, rest in him, I'll hear him. And I'm saying I, but it's for all of us, right? We all have that same spirit. So you can ignore the I and just say, yeah, me too, right? Okay. So this is another thing. Sometime John and I will talk about this healing in the ear and the surgery I had, because it was related to something God was doing to him at the same time, and he was healed, okay? Sometime, I heard it this morning, we'll get up together and share that, because it's beautiful testimony for what God did. But the one thing I will say is, it was a cholesteatoma, they call it. And we went to a doctor for John, and we went together, and I went in the office with him. We'll tell the story sometime. But the funny thing is, after John was examined for his problem, the doctor looked in my ear, because I told him something was in my ear, my throat. I could see a lump inside. And this was years after the surgery, but the thought was it had come back, right? And what with the danger of the brain, I do need that, we paid attention to it. So the thing is, we went to the doctor, and very nice fellow, was across the Canadian border, because we didn't have insurance at the time, and he was very affordable. A lot of Americans would cross the border and go to him. Little old office, all wood, nice older fellow. And he looked in my ear and he said, oh, you have a cholesteatoma. That's what I'd had surgery for. I had had a 6.5-hour surgery where they just opened my whole ear up. So he said, oh, you have a cholesteatoma. And then he said, where'd I get that from? 'Cause I mean, that's not really his department as a family doctor. So I'm just saying that because just like God can speak to a donkey, I'm not saying he's a donkey, but I don't know even know if he was a believer, right? But God spoke to him. So anyway, after that, God moved, there was healing. But we'll save that for another time, because I wanted today not to speak so much on healing, but on hearing God. But they are pretty related when you look at the spelling. They are, because sometimes you need to hear God to know how to approach the healing. All right, so here's a kind of a last little thing about hearing God. And this is to encourage us all, because look what God's doing in our church. People are coming in talking about what they're hearing. I mean, Andy. Andy is hearing and sharing and many other people, and it's just beautiful. So to me, hearing God means he really loves me. That's what I've always felt. When you hear God, you just feel so loved, right? It's just like when your parent pays attention and listens to you, you feel loved. Okay, so once John and I went to a leader's prayer meeting, and we were driving home. It was probably pretty intense. It was probably around renewal time. We were driving home in a little car. He was on the left. I was sitting on the right. And God put me to sleep. I mean, sometimes I fall asleep in the car, but this was God put me to sleep. And boom, I was asleep. But in the dream, I was seated just like we were seated in the car. There were chairs, and there was a person up front behind a podium speaking. John was on my left. I was on the right, like metal chairs. And it was just a snatch of a dream. I saw that, and then the person up, well, I heard. What I heard was, I have given you each your own chair. And then I woke up. And that was just so powerful to me, because what God showed me was, here we're both sitting, there's the Father. When he speaks, I respond to him. I don't look to John, because, you know, as a young Christian and not being bold at all, you know, I would always check with him. You know, what are you hearing? Or, you know, I had a hard time just responding on my own, being bold. But what God said was, I've given you each your own chair. When I speak to John, he's responsible, right? When he speaks to me, I respond and I obey. And a lot of what Psalms 40 is talking about is just obeying, just obeying. So I have a couple of verses here. One's interesting, John 10:27. And that's in the New King James Version. I just like the sound of it better. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. And I looked something up at the last minute this morning from Andrew Womack, his commentary, and it was interesting. He said sheep, not lambs. We're sheep. We have to grow in this, right? As we grow. You can't expect the lambs to hear right away. They have to grow. And that's why we have teachers. They need to be taught, hear the word. But my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And it's kind of funny, because when we first started coming to this church, I had a picture at home, and I thought, oh, I wonder if I could bring that into the church, and we could put it up somewhere. And if anyone's ever noticed, Faith put it up in the restroom, and it's a little shepherdess with the sheep, and it says on the bottom, I know my sheep, and they follow me. So I felt like, boy, God's just been doing this, at least for us, right from the beginning as we've come here. He's opened my ears, you know, hearing more. And then we have another verse, Isaiah 30:21 in the NIV. And it says, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. And this is from the Old Testament when Jesus was promising to restore the Jewish nation. But it was also prophetic for us, because we have the Holy Spirit in us. And I've been hearing this a lot lately, how, especially as anything new comes up before us or we're seeking wisdom, I just keep hearing, he goes before us, he's in us, and we'll hear a voice behind us. So I just feel wrapped around by the Holy Spirit and by his voice. So again, I'm very encouraged with how God is speaking to all of us here, and we are able to share what we're hearing, and we can just expect more and more, and he's just going to lead us into, like we heard this morning, the signs and wonders. And the other thing, with your testimony, Tom, about your daughter, I keep hearing where the Bible says, go into all of Jerusalem and Samaria and Judea and then to all the ends of the earth. You know, we start at home, right? We start at home, and then we reach out, spread out, And that's how things are going to keep growing. And this is kind of home, too. This is family. But it's just going to spread further and further out. So, God bless us all.
Amen.
Amen.